In your assemblies, in your acts of worship, do you cover all religions?
When it comes to big celebrations like Eid, like Ramadan, big Eid, little Eid, we would certainly participate in those and have a collective act of worship in that faith. We would sometimes have external visitors who would come, just as we have for Christian assemblies, but people who would come to talk about key aspects of the Muslim faith. Muslim faith is, as I say, a key one in this school, and we try to have, we would have two or three at least, assemblies where children from our school would participate and would have been trained to do something by Muslim staff mostly.
Mm-hmm. Which other faiths are there?
We have Sikh faith, we celebrate Vaisakhi, the birth of Guru Gobind Singh, and we would have mostly in those instances we would have visitors from outside or maybe somebody on the staff, somebody who was employed on our staff who celebrated that faith and who would share their knowledge with the whole school. Mm-hmm. We enjoy doing that. Mm-hmm. And we would, although we have many Jewish children, we tend to have Jewish visitors as well. So we have Christian, Jewish, Sikh and Muslim mostly.
Mm-hmm. And do you have visitors every assembly or just occasionally?
Quite often, almost every week. Mm-hmm. On a Thursday, Thursday is a visitor's day. Yes, quite often we have visitors.
Mm. And what are the religious visitors that come? Sort of priests, vicars, or
we have
general people?
A vicar who comes regularly. Vicar from St. Edmund's Church comes regularly. Generally from the Christian faith. There might be vicars, there might be, as I say, people from charities and Sikhs, Muslims, not necessarily an imam, not necessarily a holy person, but just somebody who felt confident to speak to all the class, or to the whole school, and felt happy to talk about their faith.
Where do you come from?
I come from Ireland. Mm-hmm. I did teacher training in Ireland, and I left Ireland when I was 19 and came to live in London. Mm-hmm. I came for reasons of the heart. Mm-hmm. And when I moved from Ireland, I hadn't done a degree in teaching. There wasn't a degree course then. So when I came to England, my qualification wasn't recognised. I moved to Leeds in 1983 and did a BA then that qualified me to teach.
Do you celebrate being Irish?
Oh yes, I think all Irish people do. Celebrate on St. Patrick's Day. One of my children in my class this year brought me a lovely little bunch of shamrocks. I was wearing that on St. Patrick's Day. And normally, I'm Catholic, so normally I would go to a sort of function in our church hall on St. Patrick's Day. And I think when you're part of a church, be it any church, you have a sense of community. And of course, because I go to a Catholic church, there are quite a lot of Irish there. So that's a link for me. But my family live mostly in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I go and visit several times a year, mm-hmm. and they come to me.
Yes.
So, no, I haven't forgotten my roots, just as I haven't lost my accent.
No. You feel Irish, not British, or?
I think I feel a bit of both. Mm-hmm. I think I'd find it difficult because I've lived here longer than I've lived in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I think I wouldn't find it easy to go back and live in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I hope I can embrace both cultures.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.